This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Doing good. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just trying to go through your file and had a few questions for you. That's how you can help, so we can write this rolling. So I want to take the time to just kind of understand the snapshot your business to get this approval for you. So the first question I have is, the business is called, I've got the Daily Grind Inc. doing business as Johnny's New York Style Pizza. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I know we briefly spoke on it. So this is a franchise business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how many franchise? How many like locations are there right now in the U.S.?
There are, majority of them are in Georgia. And then there's probably 10% or 15% out of the state of Georgia. But we're around, I think we're around 80 total.
Gotcha. With around 80 locations. RPG. The majority owner. So you were a 45% owner in another location, right?
No, I used to be. I sold that location a year ago, and I'm just doing this location now.
All right, so far. So have you basically been building out the location since you kind of sold it? Is that the transition?
The transition was, I actually took another job for about 4 months while I was looking for a location. And then since then, I've been building it out.
Gotcha. Ownership. Give me a second.
Okay.
Just putting some notes here. Now, I noticed you had a credit inquiry from a company called Venn Lease. Did you finance any equipment with them?
I am financing my POS system currently.
Okay. And how much is that for?
I believe it's for $17,000. I'd have to pull the paperwork out to double check that amount.
No worries. Not an issue. All right. All right, P7. Now, Dan, I work with a lot of business owners, and actually, I have a business owner that I worked with that's probably in your area. They are called, let's see, are you close to a area called Forsyth by any chance?
It's a restaurant called Forsyth?
No, Forsyth, Georgia.
Forsyth,
sorry.
Yeah, it's relatively close to here.
Okay, yeah, I have a customer out in your neck of the woods. They just opened a really cool restaurant, like bakery.
Nice.
So the thing with startup businesses is that oftentimes they're highly restricted just due to the risk, although we do them all day long. So one thing a lot of business owners do come to me, though, is they say, hey, Ruben, look, you know, Bank of Cardiff, I should say, hey, look, I could use more financing, but I don't want to ask for so much, so I'll be declined. I'm more of a filter than anything. Is there any other equipment that you've recently purchased that you'd like to finance due to cash flow?
No. This is the only piece I need financed. I actually have the cash to pay for it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep a little bit extra in my account right now. So I'm hoping actually for a quick payoff on this.
Okay.
I'm just trying to stay liquid during the opening process.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one of the biggest concerns as a startup business. All right. And then one quick question. So how long did you own the other location?
I owned it for 8 years, and I worked there for 8 years before that. So it was just about 17 years when I sold it.
Did your wife work there as well or no?
No, she did not. She did not. She's coming from a different industry to just join me in this venture.
He owned it. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to get this submitted to underwriting, and I'm trying to get you to answer ASAP because I know there's kind of, you know, a hurry, so to speak. And
and as soon as I get it paid for, it gets shipped. So I'm waiting on that to get it here. So.
All right. Let me see if I can get an answer for you by early this afternoon. And if you need me, just give me a call. Just to confirm, the location's at 550 West Crossville, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get this rolling.
Not a problem. And if you need the suite number, it's suite 102.
Suite 102. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. Not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.